Ray Foley on Today FM.
I'm having a guest, a friend, a dear, dear friend is staying in my house tonight. He's like, I'll stay in a hotel, I'll stay in a hotel. I don't mind, I'll stay in a hotel. You know, you've got to catch up. Oh, by the way, we'll get into this another time. Is anyone else doing the, guys, it's only 4 weeks to Christmas and I haven't seen you all year. We must catch up before Christmas. Honest to God, the amount of people that I've said, geez, you know, it's only so many days now to Christmas. I must see you before Christmas. We must meet up before Christmas. If I meet everyone that I've said, geez, we must meet up before Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to double. I'm going to have to see a few people a day.
Right.
Between now and Christmas Eve.
Or you'll be seeing people up until St. Patrick's Day.
This is it.
Yeah.
And most of them I don't even like. Right. I don't like Moran.
You did ask to catch up with me the other day. What does that mean?
That's true, though. I said you and me, we've been talking about going for dinner. I said we'll do that before Christmas. Will we? No.
I'm fully booked.
So am I.
I know.
I think we're going to have a party, like a party.
Right.
We should have a party and just invite everyone to that. I'll see everyone at the same time then. So, this is a list thus far of what we've done in our house for my friend arriving tonight and staying. By the way, he's only staying tonight. Going for a bite to eat tonight and then he's gone in the morning.
Oh, he's staying for the one night, but he'll judge you for life on what your house looks like.
It's all to play for, guys. So we did the good towels, the guest towels.
Yeah.
Now, only he gets them, right. And they're left on his bed for only him to use.
Do you have any white cloths or towels that are slightly discoloured? They're not quite white, so you've had to hide them in case he happens to see them in the hot
press. The hot press is locked.
Safe, yeah. Smart.
The good towels and the fancy blanket. By fancy blanket now, it's not actually a full-sized blanket. It's a blanket that goes over the end of, like you'd see in a hotel.
Mm.
It's like a half a blanket. And it goes over the end of the bed. A suggestion of fanciness that just does not exist in a house with two boys. Two young boys and myself, three boys.
That's a nice touch. He'll see that and think every bedroom in the house has the same. And he'll be impressed.
He has three little girls, by the way, and an immaculate house. An immaculate, gorgeous house.
Whoa, hang on a second.
Maybe he's done the same over when I visited. He has grey walls. You know that fancy grey?
Yeah.
What's that grey? You know fancy grey?
There's a lot of that going around.
We don't have that. We've got cream walls.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus, no. We wouldn't have grey walls.
I have cream walls as well. They're not fancy.
Yeah, bog standard, ordinary cream walls. This lad has that, you know, that dark grey, notions grey walls.
Yeah.
And he's got little girls. I can't compete. I should never have invited him. I should call him now and say the deal's off. Stay in a B&B or something. Sleep in your car. I don't care. You're not coming into my house. No, not in the state it's in. Here's one for you. What about putting butter in a dish? My wife, she's obsessive. It's like even if the person doesn't eat butter, they need to see that we are people who take our butter from a dish, not from the carton like most other people. The butter has to be in a dish. Similarly, she went and bought three types of milk last night.
Just to cater for all eventualities.
We've got full fat milk.
Yeah.
We've got low fat milk.
Yeah.
We've got lactose free milk.
Right.
And when he wants milk, he's going to get it in a jug.
You're going to decant the milk.
I'm not going to decant this. She's probably already done it.
I think that's gone a bit too far.
Out of a jug.
The milk.
Out of a little jug.
You're like kind you of showing your hand there, though, aren't you? You're going too far.
Biscuits in a tin. Yeah, that's bog standard. That's regular. And that tin isn't going to be opened until he gets here tonight.
Now, is that a biscuit tin from a branded, like a formerly...
Like USA
of,
or something. Yeah,
is it one of those? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so it's not a bespoke tin that could be used for any kind of biscuits. That would be too far. Right.
Fresh opened, sellotape still on it. I get warning to the kids, if you touch that tin of biscuits, I'll go through you.
Yeah.
I'll see that tin. I'll smash it across the back of your head.
And you'll be right to.
If you open it.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. Go sniffing around that tin. I can see where the sellotape is. I wouldn't smash it into their head. I cleaned the walls of the downstairs toilet. It's only when a stranger's coming into your house that you realise, oh my God, the blood stains. Not blood stains, but there's some sort of, Like, it's like someone was having a shower in there. There's liquid stains all over the walls, like everywhere of the downstairs toilet. Like, there isn't a single square inch of wall space in my downstairs toilet that doesn't have a streak of water, like a spatter of some kind. So I, like a fool, at 11 o'clock this morning, I was scrubbing the walls of the downstairs toilet. My wife asked me the question then. This is when you know you're having guests. She says, will we turn on the heat?
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't turn on the heat in our house, but he might want it to be hot. Cleaned the shower, took out the good shower gel. Yeah.
There's good shower gel, is there?
Yeah, there's good shower gel. It's not the end of the aisle rubbish, it's good stuff.
Oh, this is like branded shower gel.
Like a cream, like a shower cream.
Okay.
You know, it's like, it's not a gel, it's a cream.
Would it moisturize your body as you're putting it on?
I don't know, it's like Dove or Radox or one of them.
Fancy.
But it's a cream. It's a cream. I want him washing himself with it. I'm visualizing him.
Please do.
Naked, yeah. in my ensuite shower.
Right.
Lathering himself up with a Palomol of cream. I'm a good friend. I'm a good friend. My final one as well then. You know when you go to someone else's house and it has a smell and it's like, no, this is their house. This is what their house smells like. I realize that my house stinks.
Your house, does your house now smell of the smell of what you're using to disguise the smell of your house?
Yes.
Yeah.
I went into every room with an air freshener. But genuinely, it's only when you stop and you go, this person is going to be coming here and they're going to be smelling this.
The amount of times I walk into a room and I think, geez, I'd better light a candle. That'll do the trick, I'll light a candle.
Is that what our house smells like? Get in there and wash yourself with that cream. And on the Christmas tree thing, yeah, I confessed that I put up the Christmas tree. I've got both Christmas trees.
Two of them, guys.
Two Christmas trees. You know, I don't mean to show off or to brag or anything, but I've got one Christmas tree in the kitchen and one in the living room in the front window. You know, the kind of like the ostentatious display of Christmasification.
The display one, yeah.
Guys, I've got two Christmas trees.
Yeah,
I don't mean to show off. I'm quite. This is Eileen. Two Christmas trees, LOL. Crying laughing emoji. I have eight Christmas trees. Eight Christmas trees. Eight Christmas trees. Eileen, are they real or are they artificial Christmas trees? She says, I'm a serious Christmas-aholic. I've got one in the main hall, one in the kitchen, one in the sitting room, one in each of the two teenagers' bedrooms.
Five, yeah.
And three real ones in small pots outside the house.
Eight.
Happy Christmas from Eileen. Eileen, many happy returns. Eileen, you've made a dope out of me now.
She's put you in the hip place there, haven't
I
she?
Really thought I was. I thought I'd made it with my two Christmas trees. Wow. Wowee. I only put up my Christmas trees because the Christmas trees were in the spare room and a friend of mine is coming up from Cork today to stay. He's like, I'll stay in a hotel. I was like, don't be daft. Come and stay with us. And then the minute he said, okay. And then the minute we'd agreed he was staying, I have regretted inviting him ever since. From the minute he said, yes, I'll stay, every single element of my house I've hated. I've looked at everything, like, upon agreeing that another adult from outside the house is going to come into the house, all I see are like lumps taken out of the wall, black marks on the skirting boards, stains in the bathroom, the walls of the bathroom of the downstairs toilet. Yeah. I'm like, how do we live like animals? But I had no idea until he said he was going to stay. I hammered through the house. I even hoovered today.
Did you?
I hoovered today. Yeah.
Did you update your towels? That's a good one now.
Because
sometimes you might have old towels.
We
that
got out the
around.
Guest towels. Did you? Yeah. The guest towels.
The fancy towels.
The fancy towels.
Right.
And we put a blanket on the end of his bed as well. We don't have blankets on our. Because like we've got the quilt, the duvet.
Yeah.
And then there's like a fancy blanket.
Right.
It's kind of a Christmassy or a wintry sort of blanket. We put that at the end of the bed.
You know what you need?
What?
You need tiny little small cushions that nobody would ever use as a pillow alongside the pillow.
So he needs a load of pillows up on the bed that he needs to take off before he gets into the bed. He loved that, I'd say. I even cleaned the toilet.
Did you?
Those toilets haven't been cleaned since 2016.
Did you know they were white underneath?
I had no idea. I thought that they were that, they're coffee flavoured.
Cappuccino.
Ridiculous. To God, guys. I tell you what, go around your house and think, imagine someone was staying and then realise, oh my God, I live in complete squalor. The things you do in your house when guests are coming to stay. I'm considered asking the children to move out just for the next 24 hours. Just so we can maintain a very thin veneer of respectability. Gary in Limerick, so we've got a guest staying. A friend of mine is staying tonight, which is unusual in our house. And when a guest is arriving, then you realise, oh my God, our house is a kip. Our house is an absolute kip. We live like animals. Gary says, have you the good biscuits in? Gary, it's chocolate Kimberley. There's a tin of chocolate Kimberleys there and they may be opened.
Nice.
We'll see if we can steer him away from the chocolate Kimberleys. But if we offer a cup of tea or coffee and he says yes, then we'll have to open them. But ideally, we'd be holding on to them to Christmas week.
Chocolate Kimberleys are a crowd pleaser, so wise choice.
But I don't want to please the crowd. I want the crowd, because the crowd are my children, and I want them to go elsewhere for the confectionery. Miriam says, Ray, have you folded the end of the toilet roll into little triangular pointy ends? No, we've never gone that far. But I like your thinking. Christy says, Ray, forget Palmolive. Imperial leather is the job for you. The epitome of high class from Christy. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. It's like a shower gel, but it's a cream. It's a cream. It's like a cream. It's got a cream. It's like it's still soap, but it's cream coloured rather than shower gel. Most of our stuff is either green or purple, that kind of thing. Like it's a clear gel. We'd use our various shower gels, but you couldn't be giving a guest a goo. You got to give a guest a cream.
Can I ask a question? Don't want to put you on the spot, but in terms of your toilet sink options, is there a soap and then a sort of a conditioning cream?
It's a squishy hand dispenser we have in ours.
Squirty, okay.
Yeah, since the COVID times, that's stuck. You know, the squirty.
Yeah.
Ray, you have to take the vase out of the corner press in the kitchen and put flowers in it and light a fancy smelly candle from Marty. Marty, we have this fancy smelly candle from Lidl. But we don't have any fresh flowers. You're out of your mind. My mother turns into a different person when we have visitors. She had my cousin and his girlfriend to visit for the weekend and she said she had to clear out her wardrobe just in case they looked at us from Sean and Galway. Well, hi, Ray, JP. We have family on the way to stay with us for the week. I've been the exact same all weekend. The house is polished within an inch of its life. Now, the worry is, have I gone the other way? Is it too obvious that I've cleaned? Love
yes!
the show.
Hey!
Well, this is the thing from Jen and Claire. You may have gone too far. And the other thing is then the smell. What does your house smell like? Because you know when you go to someone else's house and it's like, oh, this is their smell. What do you think your guest is going to smell when they come into your house? And is it a good smell is the question. Rebecca's there as well. 0874-100-102. Rebecca?
Well, Ray.
Well.
What I did for my daughter's second birthday, knowing that everyone's going to be in the house.
Yeah.
I painted the walls, the ceilings.
Jakers, fair play.
Washed the floors, made sure there wasn't a spider web in sight. The place was scrubbed down weeks before the party was happening. I was painting ceilings and rooms that you never thought there could be possible to be painted, but I painted them.
You got to put on a show.
And no one commented on any of it.
Well, the thing is, like, they're not supposed to comment. They're supposed to take it for granted that they're like, oh my God, Rebecca is a domestic goddess. Their house is perfect. Rebecca just lives like that all the time and she doesn't stink.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
It's all fake. We're faking it.
Ray Foley on Today FM.